This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, up, Adam. All right, Adam's in the house. Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Who was Romeo's love interest?
Juliet.
Correct. What Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wears the color blue?
Leonardo.
Yes. What is the name given to the second full moon in a month?
Supermoon.
No.
Pass.
What actor played Borat?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Correct. How many years after MTV launched did VH1 make its debut?
3.
No.
4, 5.
Yes, 4. What is the first word in the U.S. Declaration of Independence?
Say again?
What is the first word in the U.S. Declaration of Independence?
We.
No.
Pass.
Henry Mancini is famous for writing the theme for what cartoon?
Pass.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
13.
No.
12.
No.
11.
No. The first radio advertisement aired on a station in what U.S. city?
New York City.
Yes.
Blue Moon.
And I did hear you say Blue Moon. I counted that for you, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Adam.
Hey.
Very nicely done.
Woohoo. I don't think Adam's that impressed with himself.
I'm impressed with himself.
Are you?
I'm not impressed with this one self.
Wow.
Steve, do you think you're ready?
All right.
Who was Romeo's love interest?
Debbie Dallas.
No.
No, it was Juliet.
Yes. What Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wears the color blue?
Is that Raphael?
No.
Donatello?
No.
Leonardo?
Yes. What
I
is
know
the
it's not Michelangelo.
What is the name given to the second full moon in a month?
The Blue Moon.
Correct. What actor played Borat?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Correct. How many years after MTV launched did VH1 make its debut?
I say 5.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. What is the first word of the U.S. Declaration of Independence?
We.
No.
Hello.
No.
What's up?
No. Henry Mancini is famous for writing the theme song to what cartoon?
Bugs Bunny?
No.
No path.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
6.
No.
9.
Nice. And yes, yes, you're correct. The first radio advertisement aired on a station in what U.S. city?
New York.
Yes. Which quarterback had the most fumbles in NFL history?
Tony Romo.
No.
Joe Montana.
No.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Damn it.
You got 6 correct, Steve, and that is a tie. 6-6. Son nice job tying, Adam.
Woo-hoo. Good game, Steve.
You too, my man.
Have a wonderful Monday.
Thanks, Adam.
Take care, Adam.
So let's go through this real quickly. You did not know that MTV launched 4 years, or excuse me, VH1 launched 4 years after MTV did.
Okay.
The first word in the U.S. Declaration of Independence is when.
Duh. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you were. I mean, you had a W word in there. Henry Mancini is famous for writing Pink Panther.
That if I had more time, I was getting nervous about the clock.
Oh.
I was like, man, I know this, but honestly, I didn't.
Such a classic. And then the quarterback with the most fumbles in NFL history is Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to wear the I Beat Migs t-shirt that we have in the Rock Shop, you can get your very own at KISW.com. It looks like you, but Dogman version.
Which my daughter is very proud of that. That might be the most proud she's ever been about me and my job.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
Go to KISW.com to get your I Beat Migs shirt.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some messages on there, Steve, every single day. Some have been rather interesting.
Yeah, actually, some have been heartfelt as well. A lot of love for our friend Kevin Deers, who sadly is no longer with us, especially after this weekend, with a lot of love being shown to him with Metal Shop and Loud and Local.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would love to get a voice message from you, and it's very easy to make that happen. Just download the free Odyssey app for your smartphone, open that bad boy up, and leave us a VM.
And a lot of love for our friend Kevin Deers. So we have a couple voice messages about that. Kevin's a great part of our KSW family, great part of the local music scene as well. Sadly, no longer with us, and I think we're all still recovering. And will be for a very long time about his loss and just so much an outpouring of love, especially last night with Loud Local. I know a lot of local musicians did some stuff with to talk about Kevin. And then that Metal Shop on Saturday night was all about Kevin as well, with Ian and Ryan and a bunch of other people that came in. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that as well. But you want to start with the first voice message?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
Metal Shop family, big shout out to Kevin Deers. Really going to miss you, brother. And we're going to keep on this train going without you.
So at Metal Shop, it was, of course, Ryan and Ian, who used to do the show with him. And then Kathy Faulkner showed up as well.
Yes. Jolene came up from Portland.
I know. I was driving to Portland, and I get a message from Jolene. She's like, that sucks. You're coming to Portland when I'm going to Seattle. It would have been great to connect with her. But yeah, that was awesome of her to come down.
Ryan Castle was in the house. We listened the whole way home from the party to NMS, and it was just a fantastic tribute.
They put like a bunch of Hatebreed, heavy stuff. But I love, and I can't remember who posted about it on social media. It might have been Ryan. It might have been somebody else. But they ended Metal Shop with MXPX.
Aww.
Which, because just like Danny, Kevin was a massive, massive fan of the band. And I know Mike from, you know it better than me, but like Mike from MXPX posted a really heartfelt tribute to Kevin.
Yeah, he did. And it was really nice that, especially because I know how much now, after talking to Brittany, the photographer who came in for the interview and stuff, she told me how much he was like so nervous for that interview, because he got to interview Mike for Loud and Local when their last album came out.
Right.
And Kevin was so nervous to meet him and like do the interview, which... Me sitting in this studio with that when that was happening, you could not have told. Like, I did not know that he was nervous at all whatsoever, because he was just such a professional at what he did. And to see him interview Mike, but it was just so cool to see that Mike actually like took to social media and, you know, paid him tribute, and, you know, it said he was just amazing things about him.
I'm glad you brought up the interviewing stuff, because I was talking with Matt Farmer, who's one of the guys that runs Defy Wrestling, and Kevin was a big part of that as well. And he created his own podcast for Defy called The Defiant Ones. And it was originally on like their Patreon. Now it's on YouTube. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, you could appreciate these interviews because of where Kevin was coming from. He's such a great interviewer. Like,
I
thought you brought that, because like he was so knowledgeable about the things that he was passionate about. So it was like an easy conversation that he could have with a guy like Mike from MXPX, or, you know, any of these like independent wrestlers that were flying in for these shows. And I even saw an outpouring of love from like guys like Mance Warner and Effie, like guys that are were like heroes to Kevin, showing love for him. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, able to put everything kind of aside, the nervousness and everything, and just have a conversation mm-hmm. while still listening, which is something like it's not easy to do. So no. I'll give him props till the end of the day. After watching that interview live in person, it was like, wow, this guy is a professional.
He's great at it. Yeah. All right, you got another voice message about Kevin.
Hey, all you wonderful people doing this tribute show for our dear friend Kevin. This is Haley over the crocodile. Just got off work. Been listening in my side ear the whole time. Thanks for doing it up proud for him. Much love.
And I know there's like a lot of stuff that's being in the works for like memorials and benefits for his family to help cover the funeral costs. I'm sure we'll get more information and we'll be sure to share it. There's a GoFundMe. I'm sure if you just go to GoFundMe, type in Kevin Deers, D-I-E-R-S, you'll be able to find a way to donate and help out. But we'll get the word out about that. I know Defy Wrestling has a show this Friday and there'll be something being put in the works to pay love, to show love and pay tribute to Kevin as well. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I wasn't even going to be there. I had family stuff. I canceled all that so I could be there for that. So it's going to be special.
And you guys had some armbands that you were wearing over the weekend.
That was one of the cool things. Like, it was a tough weekend, but it was awesome to be around a bunch of people. Like, not only was Kevin big in the music world, but in the wrestling world, and so many of the local and fly-in wrestlers were, you know, impacted by this. So one of our buddies, Brian, he made a bunch of armbands to wear in tribute of him. So a lot of us were rocking those. I gotta tell you though, like, I don't know about you guys, but it was like, I know it was impacting a lot of us because the hugs were a lot longer and tighter. Mm-hmm. And I know for me and others, the conversations were a lot deeper and more heartfelt.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I always loved about Kevin was he was like, you brought up with his interviews, but also just with any conversations, when he was talking to you, he was an active listener. Like, he wasn't just like thinking about who else he could talk to or who else he could. It didn't matter. If he's in that conversation with you, he's in that conversation. I felt like a lot of us were, you know, in our own way, like, inspired by that and doing that all weekend long. It was one of the cooler weekends, unfortunately for the worst reason, but one of the cooler weekends I ever, and it was very therapeutic.
Yeah. Love you, Kevin. Miss you so much.
The Daily Mix Show.
Mother's Day was over the weekend. Have you ever been embarrassed by your mom? Well, one of the biggest NFL stars is dealing with this right now. We're going to tell you who it is at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jaden Daniels' mom has gone viral. Her name is Regina Jackson.
Uh-oh.
And she is apparently fiercely overprotective.
How dare she?
When it comes to her 24-year-old son.
I have heard that about, like, that she's, like, involved in, like, who he dates because she doesn't want any gold diggers.
Here she is talking about it.
You're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. I want Jaden to date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. you know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's really to himself. He's a homebody. And, you know.
Oh, so me and Jane Daniels are very alike.
Yeah.
Well, minus the athletic abilities.
And, you know, it takes a lot out of you to not respond because some of this stuff you're just like, you just want to go full fledged. It's crazy. And I'm like, all because of like, I'm a mom that protects my son.
See, I don't know. I can't relate because my parents never had to worry about that. A, because I wasn't dating anyone. And B, it's not like there's not like a bunch of women looking for, you know, guys who are living check to check who have no athletic abilities.
They're going to marry you and then run away with your tens?
It's not because of my looks.
Oh, no. Well, there was some story recently where she embarrassed him when she went to a nightclub in Miami with him during F1 weekend.
Yeah, I know some people giving like thinking like, oh, she's like just like hovering around him to make sure that like none of these
thirsty girls.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So when did
I'd
your
be
mom?
I'd so mad at my mom. Like, Mom, this is part of why I wanted to become a big, successful athlete so I could have these moments.
So when did your mom embarrass you growing up?
Well, it was my fault. And we talked to her. Remember when but she didn't remember it. So maybe I should never bring it up to her again. But it was I think it was second grade. And I had, well, let's just say I lost a 50-50 in the classroom. So I didn't want to tell anybody. So I'm just sitting there and I'm pretending like no one's going to notice until the teacher's like, Steven, you should probably go to the bathroom. It's like, all right. Apparently I'm not very good at hiding this because, well, for obvious reasons. And I'll never forget all of a sudden, I just locked myself in the stall and I don't know what my plan was. I don't know if I was going to stay there for life. I have no idea what the end result was, no pun intended. But all of a sudden I hear knocking on the door and then I hear, Steven. Because we live close to the elementary school. And I'm like, trying to be quiet because I'm like, it sounds like my mom, but it can't be. Steven, it's your mommy. What's going on? And she came to get me out of the bathroom to take me home. I didn't want to go back to school ever. Ever again. All right, what about you?
I mean, the thing is, I was overreacting a little bit, but my mom decided to chaperone a school dance when I was in like seventh grade. And I told her, like, I don't want you at this dance. I don't want you to be at this dance. Well, she signed up to chaperone. So I sat in the bathroom and cried the entire dance. I just sat in there and cried. Like, you're ruining my life.
And all of a sudden, Taryn. It's Steven's mommy. Did you poop your pants too?
I mean, I was looking forward to grinding on the dance floor. Like, what are you doing here, lady? Yeah,
I can't do that when mom's watching
me. No. 206-803-ROCK. When did your mom embarrass you? Call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know your mom probably embarrassed you once or twice in your life, so call now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us about the time that your mom totally embarrassed you. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
Steven, mommy's got toilet paper for you.
When did your mom embarrass you? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold who had to bail their mom out of jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had to do that with my mom, thankfully.
There's still time.
That's true.
But let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, tell us about the time that your mom embarrassed you.
That would have been Christmas Day when my mom bought me a package of erotic silk boxer shorts.
Did she know what they were?
Oh, yeah. They were leopard print and zebra print and cat print.
I mean, at least they weren't edible.
No.
Well, Matthew, was there like no. is there a backstory behind this? Like, did you guys have that kind of sense of humor?
No. She called me up. What do you want for Christmas? I'm always very practical, and I was getting low on boxer shorts. So I said, hey, Mom, I could use some new boxer shorts. My old ones are getting kind of small. So then at Christmas, when I opened the package, I said, Mom, what the hell are these? I called her. She wasn't there. She says, boxer shorts. She said, your last ones are getting kind of dull. I'm like, Mom, not dull, small. So,
she wanted to spice it up for you.
She thought I was getting dull with my boxer shorts.
Maybe she needs to get you a subscription to MeUndies because they're never dull.
Matthew, were there other people? Who all was in the room when you opened these boxers?
My roommates. We lived in a three-bedroom condo, so I had it was a couple and then a buddy of mine. So it was four of us there. We were in our 20s at the time.
Did you actually use them or did you throw them away?
No, I kept them.
Were they comfortable?
Yeah, they were still.
Thanks, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny from Gig Harbor. When did your mom embarrass you?
Oh, my gosh. You all are going to think my mom was a party animal. Yeah. Remember last week we had talked about what
smoking
did your
weed.
Mom do? Exactly. Sitting on my buddy's lap, hit a bong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so you have something forward. More you have something more embarrassing than just sitting on your buddy's
dude,
lap smoking weed.
Dude, check this out. 3-4 years later, I actually had two cars. Mom's car was on the fritz, so she was driving my old 62 four-door Biscayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had been out drinking. She was two blocks from home. This is gospel. Hit one of my best friend's dad's car, totaled my car, got a DWI, and I had to bail her out of jail.
Oh, Mom.
Wow. And you said that she was two
she
blocks
wasn't
away.
That bad, though. Huh?
She was just two blocks away. She could have just walked.
Two blocks away. 43rd, and I lived on 45th and Tacoma Avenue. But, I mean, she wasn't that bad, y'all. It just happens the subject came this way.
Yeah, mine is pot smoking on your buddy's lap and drinking and driving. Mom was gone.
Pretty rat chick.
We love you, Kenny.
206-803-ROCK. Rock, Mike from Gig Harbor. Tell us about when your mom embarrassed you.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Back in the day, my mom used to drive me and my sister to school in a 76 Monte Carlo, so a pretty good-sized car. And then the drop-off zone, it never failed. Every morning she would jump the curb with the front tire and the car would rock, and all the kids turn around, stare. And as me and my sister would get out, it never failed. Every morning she'd roll the passenger window down and scream, "Get back here and give your mother a kiss." And it used to embarrass my sister off just beyond belief. And I didn't have a lot of friends, so I'd go back and give her a kiss. But my sister would stop off every single morning.
Yeah, I feel like that's extra embarrassing for a girl.
Right?
I don't know why, but it is. You know, I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, and we have to read this one because I was like, I cannot believe that this actually happened. My dad asked my teacher out on a date during a parent-teacher conference nice. Because he thought that she was hot.
Oh, my gosh. That would be mortifying.
How about this one? My mom once commented, "Look at my handsome boy." It was a picture of me doing a keg stand back in college. Go Cougs. It was on my Instagram.
Go Cougs!
Of course it's a Cougs.
I probably have that photo, too.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a record of 146 wins, 55 losses, and 36 ties in 2025. And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 during the men's room? Three of the correct answers to the next game were given out. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.